Okay, we're still discussing whether liquids on the Kabbal Tumah Minatorah or not. Toshma, we're on Tezayin on the base, the bottom. Toshma, Hein Yisa Ish Basar Kodesh, B'knat Bigdo, D'Naga B'knat Al Alechem, V'Yel HaMazid, V'Yel HaYayin, V'Yel HaShemen, V'Yel Kol Maichol HaYikodesh, Vayanu Akohanim Vayomru Lo. This is a pasuk in where's the pasuk? Okay. Here it is. I don't know why there's no tzion over here. In any case, it's Chagai Hanavi. It's probably in Chagai. That says what's it called? He tested the Kohanim in the time of Bayisheni, whether they were Bekiyim and Hilchus Tumah. So he asked them questions, gave them a test. And they gave answers. So see Rashi what the test was. Basar Kodesh, first of all Rashi says, Basar Kodesh over here means a sheretz. Rashi and Kodesh Hayavaret. Sometimes words have the opposite meaning. The Dashain means to take away the desh, take away the many words that are either like Lashon Sagi Nor. They're like, we have the beginning of Pesachim. A blind man is called full of light. So same thing over here. A Basar Kodesh over here means a sheretz. The opposite of what Kodesh is. It's like a Kodesh. It's the opposite of a Kodesh. Tumah. V'hoya Chagai Hanovi Bodekes HaKohanim B'shna Shtayim L'Daryovesh Shohaya B'dinim B'yisheni. Right, he was testing the Kohanim, who began to serve in the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, laid down the Kiyam B'Hilchus Tumah, to see if they knew the halachas of Tumah. The fish nishtakech man begolo, the 70 years in Babel, they weren't osik in Yinyanei Tumah, especially by Korbanos, so they forgot that. V'hoya Chagai Hanavi Bodekes HaKohanim, So now, what was the question? The question is like this: the naga b'knafo, but also knaf shasheretz bo kolama hasheretz atzmo. This is the way the Gemara thinks now. That the question was that the sheretz touched lechem, so the sheretz is an avatuma. The lechem now becomes a rishon. The alkarech chachihu the imishum knaf shu rishon. If the knaf means the beged, then why mention the knaf? The whole beged is a rishon. Should have said, ba beged. What's the knafo? So it must mean the sheretz that was in the corner or the seam of the beged. Umayir did not get knaf. Elamishum sheretz. Sha sheretz atzmo nogel alechem. Ba alechem el hanazid. Right? The sheretz touch lechem. The lechem touched this other pot of food. V'hanazid al hayayin, the nazid touched wine. V'hayayin al hashemen, o el kol machal. So now the last part, the el kol machal, is not also. It's not another thing. It's or any other thing. The question was, you have this succession of tumah. Sheretz to lechem, lechem to nazid, nazid to yayin, Yayin to Shemen, or to any other food. Hayikodesh. Klomar nitma achron azeshu revi bakodesh. So what do we have? The sheretz is an avatuma. The lechem is a rishon. The nazid is a sheni. The yayin a shlishi. And the Shemen, or any other food, would be a revi. So that's the question he asked them. Revi bakodesh is tame, not tame. And the reason he said Hayikadesh and not Hayitame, because Revi is not Tame, it's only Pasul. So will that thing become Tame itself? That was the question. The Lechem Rishon, Nazid Sheni, Yayin Shlishi, the Shemin Revi. Nazid is a Tavshu. Nazid is some kind of cooked dish. Come over Naziv Adoshim by Esav. The Yayin Vishemin Shomichasim. And the Yayin and the Shemen were Kodesh, were Nesachim. So he wanted to know, Revi Bakodesh is Tameh, not Tameh. That was the Shayin. And what did the Kohanim answer? No. The Omar Rav, Ishtabish Kohani. And Rav said that the Kohanim made a mistake, because it is Tome. The Omar Rav Lekamon, Ishtabish Kohani. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss this sheet of Rav in more detail. Rav held that the Kohanim made a mistake. Ishtabish Kohani, Shetia Ruriviva Kodesh. Because you got the wrong answer. They said that it's Tahar and it's not. Reviva Kodesh is Tomei. Am the Yayin Vishevin, the Mashke base Mitbochayan in Umetamu. You see that Yayin and Shemin, even though they're Kodesh, they're Mashke base Mitbochaya, they're in the, what's it called, the Azora, still they're Metamei. The E Tumas Mashkim the Rabbanan, and if it's only Tumas the Rabbanan, or Amos Lo Gosrolaya. We said before, Yoshi Ben Yoezer was made that Mashka based Mitbochaya is not Matamid. Because since it's not Matamid, Minat Torah, only with the Rabbanon weren't Gosar in the Azor. The Enomi Betumas for Rabbanon Kabadik Lahu, Chagai Lakrani, Kvarnigzer Tumala Maskin, Bime Chagai Hanovi, Sharia Manshik Nesadola. And even if you'll say, he was testing them, Lagabi Tumas for Rabbanon, not Tumas Deraisa. Kashi l'Rav, the Omar Dachay Mamish, still a Kashi on Rav. Because Rav said that Mashke Beis Mitbochaya have no tomb at all, not for themselves, not to Mitame others, because there's no tumas mashke in the Torah. So the Chora, the Kolshke, and Ibid Oraisa, Kamishtoi Kashi l'Rav. Either way, it's a Kashi on Rav. Because Rav holds that Mashke have no tomb at all, Minatora, and in the Azara, there's not even a tomb of the Rabbanan. Nothing. For a lekala meimar midrabbanan, the delok Yosi ben Yoezer, and you can't say that he was testing them at the Rabbanan, and he doesn't hold like Yosi ben Yoezer. The akrolo polik, the mashman, the isolayu tuma, idi oraisi, the Rabbanan. Can't argue on the pasuk. The pasuk says the Feirish that they made a mistake according to Rav, and the pasuk's talking about tumas mashkin. So this pasuk's a kasha on Rav. Where he says, no, midi havihu taima el l'rav. You're only asking this question on Rav. Rav, mashke deis mitbochaya toni. Abo mashke dei mitbochaya metame. Enochinami, it's tuma the Rabbonon. Rav held that even though the Rabbonon weren't gozer tuma on mashkin in the Azora that had to do with the korbanos themselves, but the mashkim of the Mizbeach that weren't directly involved with what's it called, with the dam and the mayim, but the mashkim, they other things that went on the Mizbeach, not the korbanos themselves, but things that were brought on the Mizbeach, not animals, not in the butchery, but in the stam of the Mizbeach, like yayin and shemen, is yes makabel tumah mit rabbanan. Rashi, midi hutayma el l'rav, klumat amaksha el l'rav. Rav lo kashi lehad. Lo kashan rav. Why? La'olam chagai b'drabbanim boniklo. Enochinami. There's no tumah min ha-Torah to mashkin. That's what Rav holds. Not for themselves, not for other things. But chagai was asking about tumah d'rabbanim. What are you going to tell me? That mashke beis mitbochaya is not tumah afilo mit d'rabbanim? That's mitbochaya. The mitbach. The place where they slaughter the and chop up the korbanos. Ukvar nigzer gzeres tuma la mashkin. Ula rav aliba di yosi ben yuezer lo sikshe. The rav mashke beat mitbochaya tani beidusa shal yosi. That's where the rabbanan took away any tuma. Mashka ha mitbochayim damu mayim. The mashkin of the slaughterhouse of the Beis HaMikdash, which is basically water and blood. Ava mashka mitbochayim. But other things that go on the Mizbeach, Yayin, Shemen, Shehem, Mashka, Mizbeach, goes to Rabbanan Tumah. There is Tumah, according to Rav, mid Rabbanan. The Hainu, the Beseder Tumas, the High Craw, Ika Ochel, Matame Ochel, Umashka, Matame Mashka, mid Rabbanan Tumah, Osek Yosibo. And this whole thing was only in Yonin de Rabbanan. And even in Rav, who holds that there's no Tumah of Mashkin, Minatora, only the Rabbanan. And in the slaughterhouse of the Mikdash, there was no tomb even the Rabbanan, but Mashkim of the Mizbeach, Rav holds there was tomb of the Rabbanan. Okay. So that's no kash anymore in Rav. comes out, there's no tumor in our Torah on Mashkin. There's no tumor to Rabbanan in Mashkin Beis Mitbochaya, but this pasuk is talking about Mashkin Beis Mitbochaya, the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach, there is tumor with the Rabbanan. What? No, that Gzera, they weren't kosher yet. That not. Tumas Mashkin, that she make a tchila, that was that Yutches Tova, that was later. Okay. Gufa. Rav Omer Shtabish Kahane, Ushmuel Omer Lo Shtabish Kahane. Now we're going back to this pasuk. Rav says the Kohanim made a mistake, and they said Ruvi Bakodesh is Tohar, and it's not. And Shmuel says they didn't make a mistake. Rav Omer Ishtabish Kohani Ruvi Bakodesh Bo Minayu. Like we explained, the question was, is it Ruvi Bakodesh Tomei? The Omer Lo Tohar, and they said no, and they're wrong. Ushmuel Omer Lo Ishtabish Kohani, Chamishi Bakodesh Bo Minayu. Shmuel learns the pasuk is talking about a Chamishi Bakodesh. The Amr lay tar, and they said it's tar, which is true. There is no chamishi in anything. So Bishlam al Rav Hanu Dichsiv Arba Lechem Nazid Yain V'Shemen. There's the sheretz, and then there's four things after that: Lechem Nazid Yain Shemen or any other food. El Lishmuel Chamishi Minale. Where's the fifth? How could Shmuel say it's talking about chamishi Bakodesh? So Shmuel says Miksi V'Noga Knafo. Doesn't say the sheretz touch the lechem. The noga biknafo ksiv. The masha noga biknafo. The sheretz touched something else. And that touched the lechem. So there's one more thing Shmuel says that has to be included that's not mentioned before. The noga biknafo means something touched the sheretz and that touched the lechem. So it comes out that the shemen or the other food is the fifth, not the fourth. And they were right. Chamishi, afilu b'kodesh, is not tummy. Rashi, niksi v'noga knofo el alechem, d'mashma asheretz noga b'lechem, t'lechem haverishon, mashe noga b'knofo noga l'lechem, t'avei lechem sheni. What? Something touched the sheretz, and then that touched the lechem. So starting off with the lechem being a sheni, so the shemen ends up being a chamishi. Tashma. Vayomer Chagai im yiga tamei nefesh b'koleile hayitamei. Now Chagai asked them another question. What if it wasn't the sheretz, but it was a tamei nefesh, an avatuma of tumas meis? Okay, a person who touched the meis. That's what we think now. Tamei nefesh. If he touched all of these, would it become tamei or not? Vayanu akohanim vayomer yitamei. And there the Kohanim answered, yes, it will be tamei. So now the chore, it's the same thing with Ruvi Bakodesh. So Bishlam is Lishmuel, Midahacha lo ishtabesh, Asam nami lo ishtabesh. Just like over here, they didn't make any mistake, and they said that attack it's tame, then the same thing would be what's it called in the first one, they didn't make a mistake. They were Bekiyim and Tumah. Elo the Rav, Maishna hocha dishtabesh, Umaishna hasam do ishtabesh. According to Rav, why were they right when it was asked about Tumah's tame neis? And they were wrong when it was asked by Sheretz. Monashah. If they knew the halachas of Tumah, they should have known both answers. They weren't Bekiyim in Tumah, they shouldn't have not known either one. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Bekiyim heim betumas neis, they ain't Bekiyim heim betumas Sheretz. They thought that a Sheretz doesn't make a Ravi, but a neis does. They thought that Tumas neis is more chomer, and that's when there's a Ravi Bakodesh. But a Sheretz doesn't make Ravi Bakodesh. That was their mistake. Ravina Omar, Hosham Ravi, Hocha Shlishi. Ravina says no. It's a different question. The case of the sheretz was Ravi Bakodesh. That they didn't know. They didn't know there's such a thing as Ravi Bakodesh. But by the mace, he wasn't asking if a tame mace touched the lechem. And then you have Ravi Bakodesh. No, he was asking if the mace himself touched the lechem. So the lechem now is an avatuma midrabam. Now the what's it called? The next thing, the yayin, the what's it called? The nizid is a rishon, and the yayin is a sheni, and the shem is a shlishi. That they knew. They knew there was shlishi. Bakodesh is tamei. They didn't know ravi. Bakodesh is tamei. Rashi. Tamei nefesh kasoka daitich tamei meish shuavatuma tisheret. Now we think that the question was if a person who touched the body touch the lechem, does the shemen tame or not? B'chol eila k'seder p'shepirashnu. Tame meis b'lechem, lechem b'nozid, and the nozid in the eye, and the eye in the shemen. M'b'hachal ha'ishtabish, d'omru le'revi tame, k'dechsiv, v'yomru yitma. B'chol, if they didn't make a mistake over here, and knew there was revi b'kodesh by the tame meis, why didn't they think there was a revi b'kodesh by the sheriff? Hachanami lo'ishtabish, v'yiyu b'mashinoga b'chnof o'amaluhu. And therefore it makes more sense like Shmuel, that the question was not Revi Bakodesh, but Chamishi. And it's not that the sheretz touched the lechem, but the sheretz touched something else that touched the lechem, and he was asking them Chamishi Bakodesh. Tahavi lei shemen Chamishi. Shemachi amri lei tohu. Hela l'rav, the omer gabi sheretz. Nami Revi bo minayu, maishna the omer lei tohu. But according to Rav, that the question by sheretz was Revi Bakodesh. And they made a mistake and they thought it was tar. Why, when it came to being touched by an abatuma of mace, they knew there was Revi Bakodesh. Bekim heim betumas mace. The yodim shashlish yosub revi. They knew that by tumas mace, a shlishi makes Revi Bakodesh. The loha you bekim betumas sheretz was svurin she'ain shlishi yosub revi. But tuma that originated from a sheretz, there they thought that it all ends with a shlishi, even by Kodesh, and there's no such thing as Revi by Kodesh that was generated by the sheretz. Ravina Omar, lo hayu bekim b'Revi by Kodesh klal. Ravina said, no, they taka made a mistake, they didn't think there was Revi by Kodesh b'chlal. The gabi meis shlishi by Kodesh b'minayu. But the case of the meis was not a Revi, it was a shlishi. The high tomei nefesh dekra lav tomei meis el a meis mamish kolomar tumas nefesh umeis avi avos the lechem av the nezid rishon the yayin sheni the shemen shlishi. Those are the two ways of answering why, according to Rav, they made a mistake by the sheretz and not by the tomei meis. What? That's the Tosfos about what's it called? It's possible midrabanan. That becomes an av. Some of them are, even though an ochel can't become an avatuma, but in the rabbanan it can. Toshma, vayan chagai, vayomer kein ha'am hazeh, v'chein ha'goy hazeh lefonai nu'um Hashem. Right? So Chagai said to them, this is the same way this nation is. Right? They're also, right? Meaning what? Vayan chagai, seifei dekroz, the end of that pasuk. V'chein kol ma'isi yedeyim, v'ashi yakrivu sham tamehu. So they said that what's it called? That so Chagai said to them that this people is the same way. In other words, you don't know the halachas of tuma, so everything you do in the Beis Hamikdash is going to be tamid. Bishlam al Rav, I'm going to receive tamid. Right? That's why he said everything you're going to do is tamid because you don't know what you're talking about. Ela l'Shmuel amai tamid, but according to Shmuel, right? Why? What's it called? Did he say that that's why everything you do now in the Beis Hamikdash is Bitame? They knew the halachas. So why did Chagai condemn them and say that everything you do now is going to be Tame? It's Mu'e Kometame. So Shmuel would learn that he wasn't saying it in a as a statement, but as a wonder. Right? Right? Meaning Rashi, Bishlam al-Rab, Dami Yishtabish Kahani, Hayini Dekar L'maisi Yideyam Tame. That's why he said, whatever you're going to do now in the Mikdash is going to be Tomei, because you don't know the halachas. So according to Shmuel, that they said it right, why did he condemn them and say, whatever you're going to do is Tomei? They knew the halachas. It's Mu'ei Kometama. Me'achar shebekiyin heim b'hilchas tuma. He said, wow, now that I see that you know the halachas, t'chikol ma'asa yadeyim Tomeiu. Okay? Is everything you're going to do be Tomei? Meaning, I see now you know the halachas, what I thought originally, that you're going to mess up over here is not true. That's how Shmuel would learn. Samara says, you can't say that. V'ha'v'chein, kol ma'isi yedeyim k'siv, doesn't sound like it's something that he's saying in wonder. V'chein means, and that's the way it's going to be. It's a statement. It's not a rhetorical question of what's called a wonder. Or Marzutra Visemi Ravashi Mitosha Kilkul Esmasehem Male Lemakosu Kilikilu Betuma. No, what Chagai was talking about was the future. In the future, he saw the Nevuah that the people were going to start doing Chatoyim, and therefore the Kohanim, everything they did was as if it was Betuma. Rashi, shekilkulu maseyim laacharzman. Hoye misnabi shekilkulu maseyim. He saw in the future that they were going to end up doing chatoyim. Bai sheni b'sharaveres, and he considered as if you brought the karbonis betuma. Let's go on, Gufa. Rav Tani Mashke Beis. Now we're going back to something else we mentioned, by the way, before. Now we're going to go into it. Rav Tani Mashke Beis Mitbachaya. That which Yossi ben Yoezer was made, that they weren't gozer tuma and mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash, was only the mashkim of the slaughterhouse of the Mizbeach, meaning the dam and mai. That's it. Dam and Mayim in the Azorah are not Tame even with Rabbana. The Levi Tame Mashke Bein Mitbachaya. And Levi holds no. Not only Beis Nitbachaya, but even Beis Mitbachaya. Anything that went on the Mizbeah, including Shemen and what's it called, and Yayin also, are not Tame with Rabbana. So when it says Levi Hanicha Ishvir like a Shmuel, Levi could even hold like Shmuel. To Amar, Dochem Latame Tumas Acheri. Aval Tumas Ashman, Yeshlahem, Levi can only hold like Shmuel. Shmuel, we said before, said that when Yossi ben Yoezer was made, that there was no Tuma de Rabbanan on Mashke, Beis Mitbochaya, right? That was only to be Matame others. But themselves, they're Tame. Even with the Rabbanan, what's it called? Even in the Beis Hamikdash. So Mashkachas le Nagi Kula Barisha. So this case of Chagai, he could learn that it's not talking where one thing touched the other, but they all touched the Risha and the Tumah. And the Mela, they what's it called, became Tumah, because they have Tumah the Rabbana by themselves. They couldn't take it further, the Mashka. But the Mashka touched the Risha. He would learn the Pasuk differently. Not that it was a succession. It was, what's it called? They all touched the Risha. And the Isavar le Kirah, the Hamar Dochei Mamish. But if Levi, who holds, there's no Tumah by Mashkin, even Yayin and Shemen, at all. Right? Heichi Mashkachislo. How do you learn this Pasuk? It says the favors that Yayin and Shemen were Makabal Tumah. So it must be that Levi has to hold, like Shmuel, that it's only Tahar mit Rabbanan to be Matame others, but they themselves can become Tame. And he learned the Pasuk of Chagai that all the things touched the Sheretz or touched the Rishon, not that they touched each other. Where it says, Al Korchach to Shmuel Svirile, Enochanam. He has to hold like Shmuel, he can't hold like Rav. Well, Shmuel, now the Gemara goes on, I hanicha yisavar like a Rav. Shmuel holds like Rav in this machlokas, Rav and Levi. Okay? The Tani Masker based Mitbochaya, that Yossi ben Yoezer was only Matahir, the Dam and the Mayim, but not Shemen and Yayin, of a Mashke Bein Mitbochaya, Achrini Nami Matame, but Mashke Beis Mitbochaya, the Shemen and the Yayin of the Mizbeah, could be Matame even other things. The only case where it's Tahar from being Matame other things, according to Shmuel, is by Mashke Beit Mitbochaya, but not Mitbochaya. Revi Utloavit, Chamishi. So they what's it called? According to Shmuel, they were right that there's no such thing as Chamishi. Or Shlishi Avin, Revi. But Revi, there would be. It's only a Chamishi that he asked them. And that's why they said it was Tahar. But if it would have been a Revi or a Shlishi, it would have been Tamid. Ela'i Sover like Levi, but if Shmuel would hold like Levi, the Tani Mashke Bei Midbachaya, who says that even Yayin and Shemen can't be Matame other things, right, according to Shmuel, that it's Tahar from being Matame other things. My Iri Revi, the Lovit Chamishi, why was the question about a Chamishi, Afilu Sheni Vishlishi Nami Lovavti? No, what's it called? Yayin and Shemen can't be Matame anything. Can't even make a Sheni and a Shlishi. Well, it says, I'll call her Karav Spirale. Enochinami. He has to hold like Rav. Shudashi. Ulalevi, the Tani Midbachai, the Hachak Siv Yain the Shemen, the Matamu. Here the Pasuk says Yain and Shemen is Matame. And he holds there's no tumah de rabbanon on yayin v'shemen. It's mashma des mitbochay. So Mora says hanicha yisaver leibachon milzak shmuel. There's no question on him if he would hold like Shmuel. Why the dochein the Yosef ben Yoezer dochein melatame achirinei? That really, even according to Yosef ben Yoezer, maske be mitbochay yayin and shemen become tame. They're just not metame anything else. Aval tumas atzman yesh for him. Mashkachas on the high deceit, him yiga tome nefesh, the call eila, the ka'omer yitame, the nago kula barisha. You can explain the pasuk differently than we said. Differently than what Rav and Shmuel said before. Levi was on the pasuk that they all touched the av, or the risha. The lada sidra kamonaka. It's not going back in the order that we said they're the sheretz. Below it's tabish kohani. The Gaon didn't make any mistake. Shebitchila Shalom HaSeder, the first case, he asked the order, and there it's not Tomei at all, because two reasons. One is that what's called either it's a Chamishi, or Mashk is not Matami. The Omer Lo Ala Achrom Lo Yitamei, Neshayayin Lo Yochel Atami Shemen, Shein Mashkin Bein Mitvachaya, Matami Shum Davar. And they were right. Well, the Sof Shalom, you got Tomei Atzmo, Bechol Eila. The second question was, what if they all directly touch the Risha? Kolomer, Obezeh, Obezeh. The Omer Le Yitame. They were right in both cases. Yeva Yisav Le Karav. The Omer Tochein Mamish, Heichi Mashkachasla. But if Levi would hold that Rav, that Yossi Ben Yoezer was made, that there's no Tumat Rabbanan Bechlau on Mashkin in the Mizbeach. Meaning, Yain and Shemen are not even the Kabbal Tumah, right? Then how would you learn this Pasuk? So how you tell me the crow? Bishlam of the Rav Gufe Lokasha. The Iutani Mitbachaya. Rav is not a Kasha because he holds base Mitbachaya. But Yayin and Shemen is Makabal Tumah de Rabbana. Elo Levi Kasha. Well, Shmuel de Omer lo Vishtabish. Shmuel says that the Kohanim were right. They didn't make a mistake. Who parish the Mosemishim de Chamishi Havi Hashemen. The Mashanoga Bechnopok Seed. And Shmuel learns that he was asking them Chamishi Bakodesh. And they said it's not Tomei, and they were right. Hoi, Iravi Havi, Hai Shemen, Havi Tomei. Mashma, that if it would have been Ravi, it would have been Tomei. The Apogabim in Hayayim, Kibla, even though it's Makabal Tumah from Yayim. Alma Mashka Matam Racherim. You see, Mashka could be Matame other things. So, Hanicha, Itana Beduso, Sheyosi Mashka Mitbachai. Then, there's no question on Shmuel, if he learns in this, like Rav, Mashke base mitbachai with a test. That's only the slaughterhouse mashkin, blood and water that are tahar. But yayin and shemen are tameh. Then it's fine. Then there's no problem. Avo mashke nidbachaya afilu achrini nomi matamu. Those water and blood are not matame others, according to Shmuel. But they're makabal tumah themselves. And nidbachaya are even matame others. Then there's no problem. Hayu the parishim el seila el, v'omar hay de lo havi shibush bishum de chamishi havi. That's why Shmuel said that the reason they weren't didn't make a mistake because he was asking them about a chamishi. The yayin shuravi lo avi de chamishi. The yayin which is ravi doesn't make the shemen chamishi. Hoy you have a yayin shlishi, havi avi lei ravi. But if the yayin would have been a shlishi, it would make the shemen a ravi. The Chora, Mashkim and Abatame, other things, according to Shmuel, that's only Mashka based Mitbachai, blood and water. But Shemin and Yayin are yes, Matame. And the Itan and Mitbachai, Kalevi, but if Shmuel would hold like Levi, that even Yayin and Shemin are not Matame, other things, my Iri, the Porish Lael, Mishum Hamishi Havi, Afilu Havi Yayin Shani, Shlishi, Lashemin, the other. Then why did Shmuel say that they were right? Because it was Chamishi, Afil Bisheni and Shlishi, it wouldn't be Makabal Tumah from Mashke. Mashke Bein Mitbachaya, Kolomar, Kol Elu Shekodesh, Nikroim Al Shem HaMizbeach. What's Mitbachaya? Anything that goes on the Mizbeach. Kigon Dam, Nizrika, Mayim, Yayim, Lanesach, Shemen Lamanachos. Okay. Tanya Kovaisei, the Rav, Tanya Kovaisei the Levi. Now in the Machlokas, whether Yossi ben Yoezer was made that there's no tumah And that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what that means, no tumah. No tumah for themselves, or just no tumah that they can't be metame others. Rav holds there's no tumah b'chlal, not even for themselves. Shmuel holds for metame others. But what mashkim are we talking about? That's a different machlokas. There Rav says, mashke beis mitbochaya, only blood and water. And Levi says, mashke beis mitbochaya, even yayin and shemen. Same halacha applies. And we said that Shmuel, legabe, nidbachai, or mitbachai, holds like Rav, not like Levi. Okay, so now there's a brisa like Rav, and a brisa like Levi. Whether it's mitbachai or mitbachai. It was this heter, this din, that there's no tumah, by, or some kind of tumah, by mashkin, in the Azorah, did that apply to all mashkim on the Mizbeach, or only blood and water? So there's a brisa like Rav. There's a brisa like Levi, that it applied across the board. All mashkim that go on the Mizbeach, blood, water, wine, oil, none of them are makabel tumah. Tadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim mashkim bei midbachaya shenitmu b'tnim v'otziyam v'chutz t'horis. Here it says clearly, all mashkin that go on the Mizbeach, including wine and oil, if they became tame inside the Azara, and then you took them outside, they're tar. Even though right now they're outside, since originally they were in a place where the Rabbanan took away their tuma, they remain tar. Nitmu bachut, v'chnisam v'fnim. On the other hand, if these things came tame outside, not in the Azara, and you brought them inside, to their tummy. So you see that even yayin the shemen inside aren't makabel tuma. I ani v'omer of Yeshua ben Levi mashke bein mitbachaya lo omru tachein ela ben koma. Right, but Yeshua ben Levi said that halacha that mashke bein mitbachaya are tahorim is only in their place. Mashma when they stay in their place, they were tummy in the Azara and they remain in the Azara tar. But if they were tame in the, they were made tame in the Azara, where they don't really become tame. But then you took them outside, then the tumah is chal on them. Now they're tame. It's only the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan made it tame outside, even though in the inside it remained tame. My lav lemute nitmu b'tnim v'otziyam l'chut. Isn't that talking where it became tame inside, and now they're not inside. They're not bimkoman, and still they're tame. Moses lo. It's talking when they were tame outside, the makabel tumah, then they remained tame inside. But if they weren't makabel tumah because they were inside, then even if you take them outside, they're still tame. I've a bim common kamar. It says bim common only if they're in their place in the Azorah. Mashma anyway, if they're makabel tumah, not in their place, or now they're not in the place, they're tame. Where they became tame in the place where they were. But if they didn't become tame because they were in the Azara, then they remained tar even outside. Rashi. Mashke bein mitbor, he said, shenitmu b'tnim b'azara. They became tame inside the Azara. V'otziyam l'chutz, and then you took them outside. V'nitzmu b'yotzei, shein ruyum ola mismeach. Now you took them outside the Azara. They're apostle b'yotzei, tahorim. They still remain tar, klape the din of mashke. Miratami achir. They're tar, the way Levi learns, that they were makabel tumah even the Azara for themselves. They're just not matame achir. That's how we said before. Levi has to hold like Shmuel, that the makabel tumah, even mashke ben mitbachaya, are makabel tumah. They're just not matame achir. So here when we say tahar, we mean that they're not mitame achir. Shari lo yarda lohen toras tuma mitchila mitame achir. Because Levi holds that Yossi ben Yoezer was made that mashka beis midbachaya are dachain, meaning they're not mitame other things. Even though they're tame themselves, they're not mitame others. So when the tuma came on this thing, it was the kind of tuma that can't be mitame other things. Even though you took it outside, it still remains tar from being matame others. Behein ads from varit meim can be uschaga. They themselves are varit on it. Because like we said, Levi, in order to learn that process, has to hold a shmua. That they're tamei themselves, just not metamei others. Avam nitmu b'chutz, kodem she'eshem mitbochai aleim. But before you brought them to the Azor, so they were not yet mashka deit mitbochai. They were going to be brought into the Azorah, and they became tamei before you brought them in. Yechnisham etnim tmeim ba'iru tamei acheru. Then they're tamei even to be matamei others. The halacha of dochein doesn't apply to them. The tumah kvar yarda b'hem umiyafkia. The tumah already was chal on them. It can't go away when you bring them into the Azorah. Eini areisha pora. Is that going back on the beginning case? The case is where they didn't become tamei to matamei acherim in the Azorah, and he took them out. So there we said they remain tahor milatamei acherim. Why? They're not ben koma. They're not in their place. The only time that they're tahor from being matamei others, the Brisa says it in their place. The tani otsir mechutz tahorim. The lo amrim tachol tumas from afreya. Ela ben koma mitnim. Masim shol alacha is only when they're inside. Mara says, no. Lemutei nitmu b'chutz echnisim lefnim. Kedemetar tzlishna b'seifa demilsa. Tohachi mashma. Elek shenitmu b'mkoman. When are they tahar from the mitami others if they were nitma in the Azara, right? Then they're tahar. But if they were nitma outside and you brought them into the Azara, then they're tamei afilo l'tamei acherim. U'mishub l'osayme l'prusha demilsa parakleh. Bahabin Koman Kamar. The Mashma calls man Shane bin Koman Tahor in the Sula. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Bin Koman means if it was Makabal Tuma, bin Koman, then it never is Matame Acherim. But if it was Makabal Tuma, not bin Koman, outside, then even if you bring it inside, it's still Matame Acherim.